Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Our number is 303-331-7116. If you would love to give us a call, we would be happy to hear from you. And we'll have my partner, Red Merrill, in studio. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here, buddy.
It is great to be here. And we also have a great friend of ours, Hunter Roop, in studio. Hunter, how are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good to see you in red again.
Well, good to see you. Good to see you. And Hunter is the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver, which we're going to talk a little bit about South Africa and our experience over there in May. And then we brought Hunter in to talk on some specific topics happening over in South Africa. But our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we want to thank them. And Dan was unavailable to come on, but I just wanted to tell you, they still have some 2013 Silverado trucks out there that they are giving some great deals on, and they have the Chevy Cruze. They have a lot of vehicles out there, so if you get a chance, go out there and stop by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. And Chris Henderson is another one of the sales guys out there. If Dan's not available, most time Dan is there, and so but check them out and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. We also want to invite you to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we have a few things there. We have a bragging gallery where you can send us your photos, and we have the Ask the Expert segment, and we are going to be doing that a little bit later today from an email we got in, and this person is going to receive a $25 Cabela's gift card. And Red, we were out there a few days last week, and yes, let me tell you, I've never seen more people in my life, at the opening of an event. And I used to be the corporate sales manager for American Furniture Warehouse, and even when we opened a couple of stores with Jake Jabs here in town, I tell you, the line and people and the excitement was totally unbelievable. So, again, one store is up north at 144th and I-25, and another store back here south behind Sky Ridge Hospital off of Ridgegate Parkway and the Lincoln exit out there out south. So hopefully you can get out to Cabela's. You know, before we get in with Hunter a little bit, Red, I had a gentleman stop me last night. I was actually getting gas, and he said, "Hey, I just moved here, and I've been trying to find out about hunting," and he saw my truck all wrapped and everything. And so he said, "You know, what is all this unit stuff that people are talking about? You got to get a tag for a unit." So I thought we might just take a minute this morning and kind of talk about that, because a lot of people, you know, do come here and don't really know. And Hunter, you were saying actually when you came, you know, hey, you know, you don't know what to do. And so, Red, take just a second and tell us about it.
Sure. The game management units for Colorado is just a way in which the state can manage different areas of the state for the specific number of animals that they've got in those particular units. And the unit or boundary lines in many cases follow the boundary lines of counties, but in lots of cases they're divided by the topography of the land, or have a river on one side or creek on one side of the unit. And it just divides the state up into different boundary, smaller boundary portions, so that the Colorado Division of Wildlife can properly manage the specific animals within that unit, so that they're not depleting one area more than another, where they can, you know, more accurately keep track of the animals in that area. And so when you apply for a license or go buy an over-the-counter license, you have to look at the game management map that the Division of Wildlife puts out and select the particular area of the state by number of the unit that you want to hunt in. And you're responsible for knowing the boundaries of that unit and hunting the specific animals that are within that unit that you have a tag for. And you, some units are harder to draw, harder to get a license for that area than others, and you have to accumulate preference points, or for that specific unit, or hunt a specific type of animal in that unit. And it's just a way for the Division of Wildlife to properly manage different areas of the state.
And if you haven't had a chance to, maybe weren't here for the draw or things, and you have to be here, I believe it's 6 months worth of residency to be able to, you have to have a hunter safety card again and all that. But if you, they do have limited licensings left over, and I did print that out this morning, so there are still some tags available in specific units. And so you can go online to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Just click on their limited leftover licensing, and it will give you a printout from antelope to bear to deer, elk, bear, everything that they have left over. And it'll give you the specific units, how many tags are available. And, again, that changes moment by moment during the week as they're selling these tags. And as Red said, it's a something you've got to know, with – private land and where you're going and make sure that you're on a good property there that's available for you to hunt on and everything. And then Red, why don't you go over a few of when some of the deals are going to be opening there.
Okay, well, Scott, already archery season has opened for pronghorn antelope, and that started the same day that Cabela's opened, August 15th. And of course, archery season for deer and elk starts August the 31st. You know, it's kind of exciting, not only for Cabela's opening, but hunting season is on us, with, like I said, with the pronghorn antelope, and many other species are coming up. September 1st is a big date for dove hunters and for private land cow tags in many areas. The season opens September 1st, and August the 15th, I actually got up real early and was sitting out on the deck on my back porch and heard my first elk bugle for the season. And I'm telling you, talk about getting you excited here in elk bugle. And here just about a week ago, Scott and I were out and saw a big herd of cow elk and their young ones. And only one little old spike bull was with them. But now the bulls are going to start separating the cow herds and getting their little harems together, and it's going to be an exciting time, boy, to hearing those elk bugling and they start shedding their velvet. Boy, hunting season is upon us, and you need to get ready. And there's several seasons coming up. Muzzle loading season, deer and elk, starts September 14th. And the rifle, deer and elk, moose, the first season is October the 1st through the 14th. Black bear, there we got a lot of black bear, and this is going to be a great season for them. The choke cherry bushes are loaded,
yep.
And they're gonna have lots to eat. Of course, in areas up in the mountains where they've had fires, that's going to cause the bear to maybe move down on the front range some, so you need to be aware of that. And hunting season is upon us. It's an exciting time.
Again, our number's 303-331-7116. Well, mine left me there for a minute. And we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. And again, I want to mention that Ask the Expert segment. And if we use your question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela's gift card. And they've got a lot of events going on. And Ryan Branham, the retail marketing manager, is going to be giving us a call sometime during this hour just to fill us in what's going on there. So, well, we got a couple of minutes here before our first break, so I'll reintroduce our guest with us today, and that is Hunter Roop. And Hunter is the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. And just to give you a little background of how we even met, was at the Tanner Gun Show. And every month there, they have a booth, and they will give away a hunt. And it's just a random drawing. And so we go by there, and, boy, it doesn't cost you a thing. And put your name in, and they draw that. You draw that on the Sunday evening, Hunter?
It's usually during the last hour on Sunday.
Yeah. During the last hour, and you don't have to be present to win, so you don't have to enter on Saturday and hang out there till they draw. But they do. It is a legitimate drawing, and I think a lot of times people think, I'm never going to win anything, and the big thing I tell you is you're never going to win if you don't enter. That we do 100% guarantee. So you got to enter. But it is a very legitimate drawing, and I know that because I won it. And I was shocked as anybody when got a call from Hunter and then an email with all the specifics, and it was just an amazing deal. And Red was actually out of town at the time, and so I called him, and I go, man, you're never going to believe this. I entered this drawing and for Bushman's Quiver, and I won this seven-day hunt and a couple of animals, and I believe it was an Impala and a Blessed Buck, and I said, we got to figure out how to go together. And so when Red got back, we went to the Tanner Gun Show in January then and met Hunter and talked with him a little bit. And then Stefan is the, and you've heard us play some interviews with Stefan, and then we actually had one show where we were our last day in Africa, we played some interviews. And so Stefan was actually here for the International Sportsman's Expo. We got to meet him, and man, I'm telling you, in about a minute, that guy has your friendship, and just a great guy. And and you know, the big important thing for us was, you know, having Hunter right here locally, lives in Castle Rock, and a guy that you can go to and call, email, whatever you want to do, to just, you know, you think of little things along the way as you're planning this, and it's just great to have him locally where he can sit down with you and meet you for a Starbucks or something, and or lunch, and kind of go over all the forms with you. And he actually came out to Red's house with us and sat down and went through everything with us, and so it just made it really, really easy. And you know, Red, we were talking yesterday, and, you know, you just said, you know, when you go there, you don't want to be thinking about anything but hunting, you know. And so to get all that behind you, have an expert with you like Hunter that's been there several times and can help you, it just makes it that much better.
Well, yeah, Scott, you know, I could have probably muddled through it. I'm just ignorant on a lot of stuff and how to access things on the computer and things like that. I could have probably muddled through it and you know, and got over to South Africa for the hunt. But to have Hunter here and knowing all the paperwork that you needed to do and all the permits that you had to get, it just made it so much easier, and I didn't have to worry about it. He told me what I needed and even provided what I needed as far as paperwork and, you know, the things to get done in order to go from one country to another. And man, it was just an easy experience for me to be able to have him provide all that help and support and all that kind of stuff, and made our hunt just a tremendous time.
All right. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and again, Hunter Rupin Studio. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about our experience that we had in May, and then we're going to go talk about lion hunting in Africa. So if you want to give us a call, the number 303-331-7116. This is Sportsman of Colorado.
This is Denver Sports Radio, 1600, The Zone.
Whether you're a hunter or an angler, having the right guide by your side can mean the difference between success and failure. I'm Dot Mechtenberg. We have the experience and knowledge that can help guide you in planning a successful retirement. For over 40 years, we've been taking the worry and confusion out of retirement planning so that you can focus on the things you love, hunting, fishing, and family. Call me, Dot Mechtenberg, at 303-940-7807 or visit my website, dotmechtenberg.com.
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, Criminal Law, Flesch Law, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, law.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Sportsman of Colorado, my name is Scott Watley, and my partner Red Maryland Studio, and Hunter Roop. Hunter's exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. Want to check out their website, bushmansquiver.com. And I mentioned the Tanner Gun Show, and the next one is not until September 21st and 22nd, but circle that on your calendar, get out there, and stop by the Bushman's Quiver booth and meet Hunter and register for the drawing that they do. And again, that's at every Tanner Gun Show. And man, there's so much we could talk about today just from Red and mine's experience over there, and maybe this is the first time you've been able to catch our show, but we went over in May and left here on, I believe it was May 13th, and flew to Washington, D.C., and then on to Dakar, Senegal, and then into Johannesburg. And
got which there. Is not the best way to fly there,
yeah,
I guarantee.
Yeah, I think Hunter, I wish we'd have done what he did. I think he went to Atlanta and then straight through to Johannesburg. But we got there on a Tuesday evening, and then it's about an hour and a half, two-hour automobile ride to the base camp there. And man, they took great care of us, picked us right up at the airport. A lady named Adele has a business there called Hunter's Permits Africa, and you get her all your forms, and she gets all the permits for you for your firearms. And so we were able to get in and out of the airport extremely quickly. by using her service. And then got there, and man, they had a great dinner for us out at a big fire pit outside there at the camp, and got to get a good night's sleep, and the accommodations were excellent. And then Wednesday morning it started, and I tell you, we just had the time of our life.
Yes, we did. And, you know, you want to make sure that your rifle is still sighted in when you get there. And so Wednesday morning they took us out to the shooting range, and we each got to fire a couple of shells and make sure our guns were on, which fortunately they were, because we had great gun cases from SKB.
I'm telling you.
And protected them real well. And so then we climbed into the trucks and off on the hunt we went. Man, what a tremendous experience.
It sure was.
Reminded me of growing up in Texas. my dad took us, my brother and I, out, and we'd ride on the hood of the old truck through a field and shoot jackrabbits and stuff, you know, with our 22s. And it was just like old times, you know, getting out there into South Africa hunting with Bushman's Quiver. And boy, our PH, we both had great professional hunters as guides. And my guide, FC, was his nickname. And I mean, he was just as sharp as he could be. You know, we was asking all kinds of questions about Africa and thing and the different animals and stuff. FC was amazingly educated and informed. He knew questions to everything I could possibly think of asking, and was just an extremely sharp guy and had a great sense of humor. And I could joke about stuff and make comments about how good looking I was, you know, and all that kind of stuff, which I enjoyed
that
doing.
That is a joke.
That's a real joke. And but FC just jumped in on that, you know, and was just a great guy to be around. Enjoyed it tremendously.
He sure was. And you know, before we get into what we were really going to talk about today with lion hunting, that is one thing that I did want to mention, you know, whether you're hunting here in Colorado or and you've got a guide and you've hired an outfitter, or whether you're in Africa, whatever, you know, understanding your relationship with your guide is key to having a good, successful hunt and a fun hunt, I think. And check out Bushman's Quiver.com. And they've got an article there, Understanding the PH, which, again, red stands for a professional hunter. But it's really just understanding your guide, you know, and the client dynamic, you know, in rifle hunting or it could be with archery or whatever. But, you know, the PH certainly feels a responsibility to get you the right animal. And, hunter, you can interject any time you want. But the PH certainly wants to, show you good animals and have your hunt be successful. But, you know, you've got your role and they've got their role. And if you get the two mixed up, you're asking for a problem.
Well, I think, most of us as Americans are pretty independent minded. And we carry, that's part of our culture, we carry it into our hunting tradition. And hunting here in Colorado, typically you might see one or two or three elk together. I mean, you can make that decision on what elk you want to take pretty easily. But when you get to Africa, you see a herd of 50 wildebeest or 40 zebra, or a mix of different animal species together. I mean, you need to rely on that PH's professional judgment and expertise as to what animal he wants you to take. Otherwise, you're liable to end up with an animal that doesn't have the quality and conformation that you would like to see. We're real proud of the fact that on average, about 65% of the specimens that we take will score the minimum score to make it into the Safari Club International Record Book. And you're not going to have the opportunity to make that 65% if you're making that judgment yourself on which animal to take. Most people that have not been to Africa before, and they get to Africa, they see pictures of different species in books or on TV or whatever, but they still need that professional hunter's influence on what specific animal they should shoot.
Yeah, so I highly suggest you go into their website, and it's just an article called Understanding the PH Client Dynamic in Rifle Hunting. Just great, great information. Because as Hunter said, I mean, you know, I'd never seen a kudu in my life. And, man, the first one you see, like, that's a big one, you know. And, I mean,
it might not be.
Yeah, it's not, you know. And so, and the PH, I mean, the guys are going, oh, that one's a 48-inch. And that, I mean, that thing's standing out there 200 and 300 yards, and they're telling you how many inches the horns are. So,
yeah.
Again, that's why they're called professional hunter, because they know.
Well, you know, Scott, you and I both pride ourselves in being able to spot game. When we take a drive up in the mountains or out on the plains and go, boy, there's some deer over there. Or, hey, look at those antelope over there. And you know, you get your eye trained to where you can spot them pretty quick. But when you go over to South Africa, you're not used to seeing these animals. And in some cases, of course, it's very easy to spot them because there'd be a herd out there of wildebeest or impala, you know, a herd of 50 to 100 head. And so it's easy to spot them. But to know which one is a shootable animal is very hard for us because we're not familiar with them.
Right.
And boy, my professional hunter, if it hadn't have been for him, you know, I'd have never killed that clip springer because I'd had no clue what it even was or that it was a trophy animal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was great that I had a guide on every animal that I shot. Says, man, that is a nice one. Shoot that one.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I actually did kill two animals that are going to make SCI. My blessed box is going to make the gold standard, which is pretty high. And then that little clip springer I killed, and if it hadn't have been for FC, I'd have never even seen it or known that it was a trophy animal. And there's a possibility that it's going to make the number one in the world.
Okay. I tell you what, we're not going to have time to get into that. So let me just finish with this and say, you know, you're going to spend, if you do a nice guided elk hunt here in Colorado, you're going to spend some money, you know. And, I mean, we've seen things from $6,000 to $10,000, $12,000, depending on what you want to kill. And I think a lot of times people think going to South Africa, you know, is 40 grand, okay? Now, can it be that? You bet. But I'm telling you, this is a very, very, very affordable company to hunt with, Bushman's Quiver. And, you know, they give you a nice menu of animals, again, which you can find on their website. But I highly, highly suggest that you go by the Bushman's Quiver booth at Tanner Gun Shows and find Hunter and talk with him. And Red and I were out there a lot, usually after the show for a little bit. And, I mean, we're just as excited about it today as we were when we got back in May. And but, you know, if you want to spend, you know, $6,000-$7,000, you know, you can do that. You know, if you want to spend $10,000, you can do that. If you want to spend $4,000, you can do that. And and our flight over there was like $1,600 round trip, which I thought it was going to be about $3,000 round trip. So, I mean, it's just an amazing value for what you can get over there. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Hunter specifically about lion hunting. And we invite your calls, 303-331-7116. If you've been thinking about going to South Africa, give us a call. And if you've been there, we'd love to hear from you. So hang with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, buck knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale. Around here.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Living on the edge.
He's a great, great man. Can Chip Kelly's fast-paced spread offense from Oregon work at the next level? You're already seeing elements of this. All the great offensive minds in the NFL, you know where they get their ideas from? The great offensive minds in college football. They're getting their information. They're getting their ideas. They're sampling college football.
Dan Patrick
on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Bozen is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterTeesTaxidermy.com.
Spring is here, and now's the perfect time to get your home in shape. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair, or you want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating does it all. For over 40 years, Lakewood Plumbing has been assuring your 100% satisfaction. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive a preseason air conditioning tune-up for only $99. That's right, only $99. Call now, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007, or visit lakewoodplumbing.com. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is an A-plus member of the BBB and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
If you're looking for a place, you're always welcome. Let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at LynnLyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, my partner Red Maryland Studio, and Hunter Roop. And again, Hunter is the exclusive agent with Bushman's Quiver. And we were talking over this last week and wanted to talk about lion hunting specifically in South Africa. So, Hunter, what is the status of lion hunting, you know, across the African continent today, and particularly in regards to South Africa, where Bushman's Quiver is based?
Well, there's a lot of pressure to eliminate lion hunting across the African continent right now. Lion numbers have dropped over the last couple of decades. And while we still have good population of lion, we think that continent-wide there's probably 30,000 lions that still exist. But one of the positive things from a hunting perspective in South Africa is that about 40 years ago, some professional hunters in South Africa got together and they initiated this captive breeding program. And we really produced some extremely nice lion in South Africa. The genetics are really good. We don't take as many lion in South Africa as probably are taken in Tanzania. But the quality of the lions that we have to hunt are far superior to anything that we see coming out of Tanzania. You see some nice specimens come from Tanzania, but you also see some male lions that have pretty skimpy manes and don't have the conformation that the lions in South Africa have. So there's a lot of pressure from the anti-hunting groups against a captive breeding program. But if you peel back the facade of what they're really all about, it's just, you know, another anti-hunting thrust is what it really is.
Absolutely.
We're real proud of our captive breeding program. It produces some nice lions, and if you come to South Africa to hunt with us, we'll put you on a really nice lion.
Yeah. Hunter, you know, you're talking about lion hunting, and you've hunted lions. Where'd you get your interest in lion hunting?
Well, it just started with my basic interest in hunting in general, and then once I got to Africa and got immersed in all the different species over there, like you and Scott have already done. I mean, it's just kind of a natural progression. And I'll tell you, from my personal experience, there's not too many instances that I know of where, you know, the hair on the back of your neck will get up and your blood will run cold like lion hunting. So it's just a different experience altogether. Being on the ground face-to-face with one of these big cats is really something to experience.
Hunter, since you've been over there and hunted lions, has lion hunting changed at all since the traditional safari days of those, you know, bygone days?
Well, fundamentally, it hasn't changed. We still hunt lion pretty much the same way that they've been hunted traditionally. The lion business itself has changed just because of the captive breeding program that I mentioned earlier. But the four principal ways of hunting lion are just, one would be the chance encounter, where you just come up on a lion unexpectedly, you get an opportunity to take it. The other would be calling, and then tracking, and then baiting. So the two methods that we primarily employ with Bushman's Quiver is baiting and tracking, because we think they're the most productive.
Has the lion hunting business changed significantly? And say, like, from pressure from anti-hunting groups?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I mean, one of the biggest things that the anti-hunting group is screaming about now is this aspect that's, you know, called canned hunting. You know, I'm not exactly sure how they define that. When I think of it, it's like, well, you crawl inside of a can, you try to hunt something. I think that's exactly the concept that they try to get across. And, you know, it's primarily lack of information and unfamiliarity with what lion hunting is all about that causes people to make those kinds of statements. You guys have been to Africa. You know that across South Africa, a lot of the concessions are fenced. Many of them are not fenced. But, I mean, a fence isn't a big deal. I mean, you know, I see fences up from back east. There's fences there. There's fences out here in the west. There's fences in South Africa, and primarily what they're there for is to delineate the actual property boundaries to keep the hunters on the property that they're permitted to hunt on. There's so many species in South Africa that you can't contain with a fence no matter what. And so this whole idea about hunting inside of a fence gets overblown. Lee Fletcher, who is a lady who is the daughter of one of the pioneers of captive breeding program, she has a lion concession that's 270,000 acres, and you know, if you release a lion into a 270,000 acre fenced enclosure, you know, I dare anybody to come over there and try to find that lion and call it, you know, quote unquote canned hunting.
Sure,
it's real hunting.
Well, you know, I think you used a term there a minute ago where you said most of these things that are against guns, they think they have their thoughts about this with fenced hunting is lack of knowledge about the deal, but those people that seem to have the loudest voices are the ones that really don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's typical. I encourage anybody that comes from a hunting background. I mean, one of the things we need to do as responsible hunters is really understand where the anti-hunting group are coming from. And there's a host of websites of anti-hunting groups. That you can go on there and you see the kind of actual flat-out lies and misinformation that they disseminate, and it's really an education. But it's important to be familiar with what they say and the arguments that they have. But, I mean, if you really want the science from all of this, you know, you really should get your information from websites that, you know, are pro-hunting because we rely on science to make our arguments and not emotion, and that's a big difference.
Hunter, how has the lion become the focal point for the anti-hunting groups?
Well, you know, everybody loves lions. I mean, if you've ever seen a lion cub, they're just the cutest thing in the world. And lions have been memorialized, you know, worldwide for centuries. I mean, you see images of lions on heraldry, the MGM lion, and they're very stately animals. So people seem to have a high regard and respect for them. And these anti-hunting groups, you know, focus on that. Our emotional connection to lions, even hunters have that. And so I think the thrust is that if they can be successful in eliminating lion hunting, then they'll just be another species after that and another species after that. I mean, this is really a worldwide effort to eliminate hunting on a global perspective, and they're just starting with lions for obvious reasons.
You know, you were mentioning yesterday we were talking, there was a group called CITES, C-I-T-E-S.
Yeah, CITES. Yeah.
CITES, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
it's, tell us just a little bit about Convention that. On International Trade in Exotic Species, and 178 countries belong to CITES. Its fundamental mission is to make sure that the worldwide use of particular species doesn't outstrip the species' capacity to reproduce itself. So it has a good purpose, you know, as far as what is there for. But like many organizations, it has a tendency to be politicized sometimes. And lions are a CITES species. You can go onto the CITES website and learn a whole lot more about the organization and how it functions. But these anti-hunting groups have petitioned the Fish and Wildlife Service under the Endangered Species Act to have the lion, which is currently listed on CITES in the appendices of the CITES protocol. There's three appendices, 1, 2, and 3. And they vary in their severity in terms of restrictions on importing certain species according to the appendices that they fall into. And right now, lions, to be put it simply, are an appendices 2 species. And so you have to have a CITES permit, and you have to follow a certain protocol to get lion parts imported into the United States. We don't have a problem with that. But they've petitioned the Fish and Wildlife Service to move the lion from appendices number 2 to number 1, which is endangered category. We don't believe lions are endangered, especially with the captive breeding program that we have in place. And of course, the idea behind all that is to make the importation of lion parts into the United States even more restrictive.
Okay.
And it's just like with anti-gun stuff, you know, if you really were a principled person, you'd want to remove the Second Amendment from the Constitution to deny people guns, but these anti-gun people don't do that. They just make more and more and more restrictions until it becomes so bothersome, the next thing you know, you're effectively can't own firearms. And it's the same thing with hunting. They make the restrictions so much more cumbersome that after a while, you know, hunters won't want to go to South Africa to hunt lions because of all the, you know, hoopla that they have to go to bag a lion and get the parts imported back into the United States. So it's right along that line of thinking.
Our guest is Hunter Roop. He's the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. Hunter's number directly is 303-663-4763, 303-663-4763, the website bushmanskwiver.com. Next Tanner Gun Show, September 21st, 22nd. You can go there, meet Hunter, and register for a free safari with Bushman's Quiver. This is Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be right back right after this break.
The sound of rain on the rooftop, and the game's about to start. I don't really know what I got.
Eric Cassilius.
Everybody's furious at A-Rod. Nobody's mad at baseball for agreeing to a contract with their players that allows for this process.
Be mad at baseball for signing the deal.
Baseball wrote their names on the contract that said this is what should happen in a case like this. But yet everyone's mad at A-Rod for exercising his rights. Everybody else got 50 games. A-Rod got 200 plus. That makes no sense to me. Does that make sense to you?
Weekday mornings at 4 on Denver's Sports Radio. 1600, The Zone.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9270 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsmen of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, taconeconsulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill, and in-studio Hunter Roop, the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. But first, we're going to go to the phones and speak with Ryan Branham. Ryan is the retail marketing manager for Cabela's, and he was on our show last week. Ryan, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Scott. How you doing today?
Man, you guys got to be wore out. I'm telling you, you guys have been packed these last few days.
It has been great. A lot of good, loyal customers and support here, and just a fun, exciting time. And, you know, it's carrying on through today and tomorrow as well. So,
well, that's great. And Red and I, we've been over to a few times to the Lone Tree store mostly, and then we did go out on the
the other night and went out to the Thornton store as well. And just two beautiful, beautiful stores. And I'm telling you, every employee that we, every outfitter, we'll use that, every outfitter we talked to was excellent and very nice and knowledgeable. And Ryan, why I've got you, we got a question last week, and this is going to be our Ask the Experts segment, which Katie, which sent us this email, will get a $25 Cabela gift card, so I have to swing by later today and buy one of those for her and get it out to her. But, Ryan, the question is this. Katie says, I have a seven-year-old girl. She and I are going to join the Colorado Mountain Club, mostly for guided hiking opportunities. Does Cabela's offer outdoor clothing and or shoes for children? Also, will it offer any programs on-site or otherwise for children?
Yes, we offer outdoor clothing, shoes, accessories for all ages. We also conduct a variety of demos, seminars aimed at beginners through advanced for all ages. And the best part about that is they're all free. We also partner with local organizations specifically targeted at youth. For example, today, you know, from between now until 5 p.m., we have a lot of our community and conservation partners out there with interactive activities going on. We have wildlife experience, having an archery range outside. So there's a lot of fun down there outside. So,
okay, that's great. And again, that was from Katie. And I want to tell you what, Red and I went by and actually met Katie and her husband Mario. And they own the French Bakery and Cafe located at 728 South University Boulevard there in Denver. And they're open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So go by there and give them your business. And that's the French Bakery and Cafe, 728 South University Boulevard. Their number is 303-282-5888. And then Katie sent me an email just yesterday, and she said, Scott, my family so enjoyed our visit to Cabela's. Ryan, one of the passes you gave me, Red and I went over and hand-delivered them one. And she said, my family and I so enjoyed our visit to Cabela's. What a treat to get a sneak preview prior to all the crowds. Thank you for delivering the invitation so quickly. And Natalie and I are going to go back and see more at Cabela's. So we want to thank you guys for getting us those passes. And you've got a fan there with Katie and her daughter, Natalie. And again, that is our Ask the Experts segment by Cabela's. And we will get her a $25 Cabela gift card. So anything else you want to tell us about going on this weekend?
Yeah, I invite everyone to come down. We got a full house of outdoor celebrities here today. Lee and Tiffany Lukowski are just about to show up to sign until 11 p.m. and do a meet and greet. We also have Troy and Jacob Laundry from the Swamp People from 11 to 3. We have Christy Titus, Mark and Terry Drury, Corey Cogdell, and Jim and Donna Tini today as well. So a lot of great people out here, and it's a good opportunity to, you know, meet, share stories, get some autographs with a lot of these outdoor celebrities.
All right, great. Well, that's Ryan Branham, again, the retail marketing manager for Cabela's, and we're going to try to have them on the show at least once a week if we can. So, Ryan, thanks for taking time out because I know you guys are slammed.
Hey, thank you, Scott and Red. Look forward to seeing you guys down here as well, and just can't wait to get things rolling here.
All right, sounds good. All right, Ryan Branham with Cabela's, and we want to thank him for calling in. And, Katie, again, thank you. And go by there and buy you some good French bakery today. All right, let's get back to Hunter there, Red.
All right, we are with Hunter Roop, the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver, and we're talking about lion hunting and especially the effort by anti-hunting groups to end hunting on lions. And Hunter, you know, sometimes we feel like we get frustrated and feel impotent about actually being able to do something, you know, against these anti-hunting groups. Tell us what an individual hunter can do to combat these anti-hunting groups.
Well, you know, Red, in the 21st century, I mean, all of our schedules are pretty full, and so sometimes it's difficult to find the time in a day to call your legislator or send them an email. But one of the things that you can do, and you only have to do it once a year, is make sure that you're a member of an organization that can fight these battles more effectively than, you know, you or I could individually. And in particular, I mean, if you're a hunter, you probably own firearms, you ought to be an NRA member.
Absolutely.
That's a National Rifle Association. And in particular, if you're a hunter, you should belong to Safari Club International.
Yes, sir.
They raise so much money to support some of these pro-hunting efforts and fight the ridiculousness of some of these anti-hunting groups that have specific long-term agendas to bring an end to hunting.
Sure, and you know, Hunter, it's most people don't realize how much hunters contribute to the conservation efforts of producing more game all over the world through habitat restoration programs, which is the number one reason why in the decline of animals is the loss of habitat.
That's true.
And so it's hunters' dollars that of buying licenses and buying firearms and ammunition that go towards restoring habitat. The anti-hunting groups do very little towards restoring game and increasing the number of population of animals. Yet they seem to have plenty of money to spend on advertising and this emotional appeal, poor little old animals and that kind of thing. Hunter, and you've educated yourself a lot about this kind of thing. Where do these anti-hunting groups get their budgets?
Well, first of all, Red, I want to springboard off of what you said. You know, in the United States, we passed the Pittman-Robertson Act. I can't remember the exact year, but that was a voluntary tax that hunters agreed to on all kinds of hunting and fishing equipment that goes directly towards conservation and habitat restoration. And it's not just for game animals. I mean, that's an important distinction to make. It's for all kinds of animals that we enjoy in the wild, whether we're bird watchers or, you know, reptile enthusiasts or whatever we might be. And as far as these anti-hunting groups, I mean, take a look at the website for the Humane Society of the United States. I mean, it seems like from what they put forth on the website that they have, you know, an honorable mission. Mission. But they don't say anything about the efforts that they're taking to eliminate lion hunting. And the other thing, too, is that many of us are not familiar with their poor rating that they have from a charitable perspective. The American Institute for Philanthropy, for example, rates nonprofit organizations on their effectiveness for collecting funds and then how those funds actually go to serve the purpose that they purport to serve. And the Humane Society, it's despite raising over $130 million a year, doesn't even run one single sanctuary for lions in Africa. They spent a paltry $39,000 on grants to sub-Saharan Africa in 2011, which is a mere 0.03% of its budget. That's less than 1%. So, you know, a person that would donate $1,000 to the Humane Society, about 30 cents might dribble down to a local African community somewhere. And the other $999.70 goes to just overhead.
Yes. You know, and you know, Hunter, that proves that these anti-hunting organizations, they're not concerned about animals. They want to end our freedoms and our right to hunt. And the agenda behind that is to end our right to own guns.
I agree with you 100%, Red.
All right. Well, man, we got a lot of information there, and we're going to get Hunter back on again and to talk about this some more. Hunter's number, 303-663-4763. Tanner Gun Show, September 21st, 22nd. Go there, register for a free hunt. I want to thank our Hunter for being our guest, Ryan Branham from Cabela's, and also Katie. Go by French Bakery at Cafe at 728 South University Boulevard. And tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back next Saturday with more of Sportsman of Colorado.